elements of Kaf Lamed Zayin. We started Lamed Zayin. Talking about four lines in. Uksimim Elu. Here he has it. Burke, you have it? Huh? Irving, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. Fred, you got it?
No.
It's about four lines into the Sivkat Lamed Zayin at the end of the line.
Oh, okay.
Uksimim Elu.
Yeah.
If you're standing inside the sukkah, it looks all straight. But outside, the person standing inside, he looks in and he sees the hallway down there. There was an area which is mechuseh, and then there was a sukkah after it. So you're looking in. There's two walls, and here's the third wall, but there's no wall there. So you need three walls. Where are the three walls? But outside of the sukkah, inside the sukkah, it looks all straight. Outside, it goes like this before it continues. That's the picture on the right. Over there. You don't see it inside. You don't see it from outside. They weren't made for that purpose. They work. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Balzek Kosev Ramosh Acherim Cholkim. Some say that's not true. With Sirul Hu, the Eino I feel like it's Simim Lomahani. It doesn't work. I feel like Hoyo Simim Rechavim Rochman Tefach. Even if they were Tefach wide, Kimish Shnei Tavanis Ein Mechubarim Kimin Ga. Kibosh Kosev Sev Simim Shin Samach Aleph. Because the two walls which we have don't touch; they're running parallel. Ma'ir Tefanas Kimin Gam, but in a situation where the two touch, so that's like the letter give like a the gamma the letter gamma, it goes like this. Mashishi Bolton Habsimim Tefach, and the third side you would use the psimim for the third side. Kimish Shtei Tefanas. Mahani im hoyu somuch beruach hashlishis the secret achasadra. You mean a particular shalachasadra yard b'seisa. So if you had the achasadra was this is the sukkah. So you had one over here, one over here, one wall here, one wall here, and you have the area which is makura over here. So here's the edge of the roof. So you say p'tikir b'soyser. So you put a p'tima there, which is a tefach, indicate that there's a wall, and we'll combine the two together and say that that's considered as a wall. Miu b'rosh mash with the boy named Mitzursa Pesach. Even that situation, it's not enough to have p'tikir b'soyser. You have to make a Mitzursa Pesach. You put a pole here, and a pole here, and you put a pole across. So it looks like that there's something there. That you need a tzuras of Pesach is the case which I described to you. It was like this: the extension of the sadra was here, and here was the wall, here was the roof. So you're using particular, but there's nothing inside the sukkah. The extension is out here, so it looks like there's something there, but only outside, not inside. But if it would be inside. So that would work. You wouldn't need a tzurza pes. Well, near b'pnim mashav b'chutz loyboim tzurza pesach. That's that other picture, right? That's this picture where you inside the sukkah you see it sticking in. Alpha gav the b'sif beis before the bina tefach meruvach gam tzurza pesach. We had before that. Just having a tefach wasn't enough. You also need tzurza pesach. So if there was a wall here, right, there's a roof here, we look at it as if there was a wall here. It goes down, the front of the roof counts as if there's a wall. So if there'd be nothing there, that was the case before, there's nothing there, so you have to have something, plus a tzuras pesach, to enclose the rest of it. Over here, you don't need that. You have pitikur yer b'soysim. That's the Bach. The Masha that the Rosh Tzorach will call Gavin Tzorach Pesach. The Rosh says you always need a Tzorach Pesach, even in the case where it's inside, not in the case it's outside. So he says an important yesod, that this din of Pitikar Yor B'Soysim, there are limitations on it. That since the purpose of the Tikra was to be the roof of this, so it can be Yor B'Soysim this, but it's not functioning as the wall of the Sukkah. So a Hillel job is, your goal usually is to make that area inside. So with particular Yor B'Soysim, you made that area inside. So if I have, let's say, if you have you have a house, right? You have a porch sticking out in front. So the porch, it has to be four tefachim at least. If it's four tefachim long, which is not so long, you could say the front part is a Pitikar Yor B'Soysim. Now we only say Pitikar Yor B'Soysim on one side. We don't say it on three sides. So if it's open on three sides, it wouldn't work. But if you have the house and you have your porch sticking out in front of the house, and you have this side is, you put a lattice there, so it's closed. And this side you put a lattice there, it's closed. So you have a wall here, a wall here, a wall here, and this is and it has to be flat. It doesn't work like a flat roof. It's a flat roof. You'll say the front of the roof will count as the fourth side. You're allowed to carry inside the porch because it's made to be the roof of the porch. Over here, it's made to be the roof of the chsadra. You want to use it as the, so therefore the wall is considered the wall for the chsadra, but you want to use it as the wall for the sukkah. So you say, excuse me, you can't use it for the wall for the sukkah. I asked me a question, why don't we say that the schach of the sukkah should count also like it's a tikra? Say Peter Kriya Rasism from the schach of the sukkah going down. So the Ron says, since it's there to be a roy, not to be kavua, that doesn't get a shame.
That would be a shracha thing to say.
Right, so you don't say. So the sukkah can't act as if they have it done on Peter Kriya Rasism. So when the Ron says this, you saw that if the purpose of the roof was for something else, you can't use it as the wall for the other thing.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Fine. So he said, "Lamed Chas Bein Shehoyu Nirim Bifnim." Whether the case was that the Psimim were visible only on the inside, which means you had your sukkah and you had the chsadra continuing. Not the case with Tamar right now. There was the chsadra was on the side. The case of Shalom, talking about case, was you had a wall here, and the chsadra was here. So here's the roof of the chsadra. Here's the sukkah. So the walls continue. So where's your fourth wall? Where's your third wall? So you say, well, there's a psimim here and a psimim here. There's the patsim here and a patsim here. That's part of the wall extending. So he says, whether it's on the outside, it just continues straight. So you don't see anything. Inside, you see something, or vice versa. I don't. So I made. Masukah roya oyson shabolten min akosel tzadpanim. Standing inside, you see it sticking in. On the outside you see it, but inside it all looks the same, so you don't see it. So the Machaber says that's kosher. If there's no psim at all, it's not kosher. Came along the Ramah, and the Ramah said, some disagree. So we shouldn't do it like make a sukkah like that. So people have this great idea. Let's make a sukkah inside the house. We'll open up the roof, right? And the walls of the house will then act as the walls of the sukkah. For example, let's say he wants to make it in the southeast corner. So there's one wall here, one wall here. He's going to put the sukkah right there. He'll open up this section over here and make a sukkah. Okay. This is Shain Khan Elishte Mechitzis. So in this scenario where he opened up the roof. The house, this is the house. He made the sukkah here in this corner. Opened up the roof over here. So here's a wall and here's a wall. He needs a third wall. Well, you should say Pitikar Yor B'Soysim. The roof that you now opened up, there's a roof, there's a Pitikra. You open up the roof. You have the face of the roof. So you say Peter Yor B'Soysim. That'll be your third wall. So the Taz says we should say that. So what was the argument? It only works if it's made for that purpose. Well, this is all the purpose. It's made to be the enclosure on this area. That's what it's there for, and this is part of that area. Okay. So you have three walls. You have the wall here, the wall here, and then you have the edge of the roof counts as if there's a wall on the third side. We call Malkum Kimin Loi Havi Mechitza Mamish. It's a loch of Moshe Mitzinai, but it's not an actual wall. Tzarich La'asos Lo Gam Tzurisa Pesach. You have to make it Tzurisa Pesach. Tanash Yosim Tachas Akara Shnei Konim. So the beam which is going across where the roof opened up, you put a pole there and a pole at this side, and that's good enough. Echad Eitzel Kosel Abayis. Echad B'Malkum Siyam Mechitza. One by the wall, and one over here where it's supposed to end. So you have a source of Pesach. That's not enough usually, but over here with together with Pitikra it works. The Taz says this, many Achronim quote the Taz. They disagree. So the loch is the roof has to be at least four tefachim wide. Say Peter Gerber says, "Mistam karas habayis and a roof kolkach." You're using the beam, so that's not wide enough. Now it sounds like the case what they're describing was that you put the sukkah here. You might have removed more roof, but the beam is visible, so the beam is not wide enough. The beam isn't wide enough. So that's his problem. The beam is not four tefachim wide. Okay, Master Bikur Yaakov, the Tobi Oyster, she also pass Echad Shirach of Tevach, Maruba, Tachas Akur, Apoch of Mishloch and Tvachim, Nakas Shabayas, Kanaka, Mokam Shakola Schach, Shal Sukha, the Gesta Kosha, Lobby Tikri, Yerbasasik, Bashar Sukha, Shal Shabalas, Selobin and Rechav, Tikur, Arba Tvach, and Kumur, Sid Bates. Basically, he says what that we said before, Sid Bates. So if there's no roof here at all, forget about it, right? So you have a wall here, a wall here. You move out a gap of less than three Tvachim. You put a board which is a tefach wide, tefach and a little bit more wide, so that adds up to a little less than three, plus a little more than one is four. You make a tzurisa pesach to the other end, and you're good. That was what we had before in Sipes. So that's what he suggests to do. And the Ramah, it doesn't know, because the Ramah said before, we don't like doing this type of sukkah. We always do four walls. But this, he seems to be saying that since the mice of these are real bona fide walls, it's mamash in the house, he's being makel to do that.
Why does the Magen Avraham have a problem with Pitikra over here, the way he does with the Achsadra? Why is the difference? Well, Achsadra, you also said that if it serves to close the roofed area, well, the same thing with the house. The house is partly roofed and partly stopped, so why are you saying over there Pitikra was okay?
So what he's understanding is, originally this is all roofed, right?
Originally.
Right. So this whole area was roofed, so the roof was there to enclose this whole area.
Okay.
Okay. Now you take off part of the roof.
Right.
Right. And so you say, you the sukkah, even though it doesn't have a roof on it, it's part of the bayis. So the roof, even though it's covering this side, say that its purpose is to enclose the sukkah, which is here. Since you built the sukkah in the bayis, the roof's purpose was to enclose the bayis.
Oh.
So it doesn't lose the mile of being part of the bayis.
Okay.
So we try to stay away from this type of an idea. The psimim, it's an interesting case of a sukkah, you know, because it doesn't really have enough walls. But b'diavad would be kosher. Okay. New case, Siftes. Hoyu dafnu yisera the gevoyim shiva umashu. So you didn't. The height of the sukkah walls has to be 10 tefachim high. So you had boards which were seven and a little bit high. That's all you have. So what you can do is here, picture the bottom picture. So what you can do is you can suspend them. So the halacha says if a gap is less than three tefachim, it's considered like it extends to the ground. A little gap, it doesn't bother. So up to anything less than three tefachim. So if it's seven and a little bit, you put it right near the ground. So that's kosher.
Mashu. How can we know it's like a little bit?
You have to measure it. I'm saying, but if I say, let's say for example, I say tefach is three, is argued tefach is four, three tefachim is 11.8 inches, according to the Chazon Ish. Right, so we're making 11 and a half. So it's a little bit less than three tefachim, and then I put my board, which is seven. It's going to be according to the Chazon Ish 10 tefachim high. Right. Is 40 inches. So this is going to be 28 and a half inches. The board is 28 and a half inches. This is 11 and a half. It's 40. Adds up to 40. The total will be 40.
But that's the mashu? That's the mashu that it means?
Well, it says shiva umashu. It's seven and
a half. It's a fraction.
Right.
Fraction.
Yeah, any fraction.
But how can you know, like, that's my question. How can you know what is the fraction? Like, it just doesn't matter?
Mashu means any amount. Mashu.
Anything over
mashu.
Seven.
Mashu. Mashu, yeah.
Anything over seven.
But under eight?
Under eight. Well,
under
yes.
Seven.
Yeah, otherwise, it would be eight.
Under seven and a half. Under yeah, seven.
It could be seven and a half. It could be seven and
seven
and
a quarter.
And eight. And
mashu.
Mashu.
But the bottom has to be under three, right?
Right, exactly.
That's why. The bottom
has to
be.
It's not exactly seven.
The bottom has to be less than three, the space, the bottom. Mm. That's why. This has to be less than three.
Mm. So it has to add up to 10 total.
Yeah, so this is a little bit more. So this is less than
I
three.
I must have had little people in those days.
People were shorter.
People, it must have been.
They were.
10 tefachim is not a big. How many inches is that? 10 tefachim. Even 10 tefachim. How many inches?
It's 40 inches.
Well, they weren't that short.
Then. No, but they would, you could sit in it.
You could lay in it.
You could sit in it. You know, sit on the ground.
You come in city.
See, you just scoot in.
With a rolling chair, a chair with wheels.
I had a chaver who built a sukkah
you
for his son. Yeah. It was exactly 10 tefachim high. It was his own little private sukkah. It was 10 tefachim high. It was 7x7. And the kid loved it. You know, it fit perfectly for a kid, for a 10-year-old kid.
Neutrino.
8-year-old kid. Now, filo agag gemoyah harbe. So in the bottom picture, it's reaching the schach. So, but even if there's a gap from here to the schach, as long as this is 10 tefachim, 7 plus a little bit plus 3 plus minus a little bit, which equals 10 to the ground, so the fact that the schach is higher up doesn't bother us.
There is no evil.
Sorry, tefachim. Says, I'll give you a different, take it a step further. If the roof is only 10 tefachim high, I can make my board even smaller. Because the concept of lovud works in both directions. So I can take a board which is a filo en medoifen el arbo ushne mashuhin ksheira. So you put it within three tefachim close to the ground, so that halacha is not considered a gap. You put it within three tefachim of the roof, where the roof is, it's not considered a gap. And the board is four plus two mashuhus. So this is a little less than three, a little less than three. This is four plus a little bit more, so it adds up to 10. So it's good enough. Jermida b'emsa, Jermida lo b'lamalu b'mata b'choshu k'sosa. You know, the final question: or shalosh tefachim psula. But if it's three tefachim off the ground, it's possible. So you don't say lovud. Why not? It's because the Mora says the purpose of a mechitza is lochutz, to separate. Once it's three tefachim high, animals can get under. An animal can get underneath it. So chazal, so what animal? We're a gedi. A small goat can go, it's three tefachim high, the animal can get in the rain. So it doesn't really function as enclosing your area. It's not really makif the area to make it mukif because there's access, animals going in and out. So Chazal said that less than three, that ready animals don't get in. But more than three or more is a problem.
So it could be less than three, you say, on the bottom, and less than three on the top, and you're good to go.
Right.
Just don't put silver in that sukkah.
Raccoon. Now, why is that important? There's two requirements. The walls have to be 10 tefachim, total 10 tefachim. We say love of the mala, love of the matas. So love is totally less than three. But there's no gedim going on top.
Right.
So the Allah was, listen, obviously, the Torah didn't mind if a gap is this much. right? What about this much? What about this? So, some point in time, I say that it's not, it becomes significant.
Too much.
So, Chazal said the shear is three. The Elohim Moshe said the shear is three. The gap of this much isn't important. This much isn't important. This much is too much. Right? But let's say my wall is 10 tefachim high. I have a board that's 10 tefachim high. Mm-hmm. So, I have a wall that's 10 tefachim high. But I put it a foot, 2 feet off the ground. There's a gap. So, why don't you say, I have a wall? That's the problem, Gedi and Boykin. Because it's very nice, it's a nice size wall, but there's access underneath it. So that's also halacha of three. So there's two halachas and three. Any gap which is less than three is not significant, and that works above or below. And then there's another problem, even if you have a full wall, but if you have a gap in the bottom, it's a problem. We say the concept is called lavud, and therefore it's considered closed. So we say there's a concept of good asik and it goes up. Right, so again, there's a loch of mashmisinai that it works.
For three.
The three works, and it's interesting. Good asik machitza is clearly in the Gemara that's considered a loch of mashmisinai. Love, but it's not clearly considered a loch of mashmisinai. Some Rishonim say that was love, Chazal said was a swara in the Torah. It's not even a loch of mashmisinai. It's even stronger. Svara is stronger. This Chazal understood the Svara of the Torah, that this is not the Torah, the countenance the certain gap is acceptable. So it might be even stronger than that. Rakshu Sech Shloisha, there being a love in Tzat. Where am I coming back on? I'm sorry, I skipped the part of the Shulchan Aruch. Let me read in inside again. First case. It has to be under the schach has to be over the walls. So I put the wall here. I have my gap in the bottom, my wall, and the schach is not here, but it's here. It's a little bit off to the side. So he says, I'll say love in that direction also. So that seems to be we could combine two halachot Moshe Sinai. You're combining good asik machitza, that it goes up. You're combining lovud to connect it to the side. So we discussed that before. Can you combine two? So over here, you see, you can combine two halachot Moshe Sinai. So I said, listen, that's nice. Your wall goes up, but there's no schach. Well, the schach is over here, but there's a gap. Okay, no problem. The gap is okay. So you can move the schach over to the side, and you can move the wall up, and those two together will be acceptable. If the height of the schach is only 10, so you don't need 7, you can use even the 4 and 2 mashuhs. So we're going to say it goes up, then it also connects sideways. If there was a gap of 3 tefachim from where the wall should have been to where the schach starts, it's possible. Because even if the walls go all the way up, if there's a gap between where the schach is and the wall, it's not good. What's the shear? 3 tefachim. If there's a gap in the ground, even if the wall is very tall, the wall is there's a lot of wall, but if there's a gap below it of 3 tefachim, it's no good. If the animals can go underneath it, it doesn't have a dinner of a mechitza. So what would be an interesting case? So I have one wall suspended. 10 tefachim high, but suspended, there's a gap. When you walk in, there's another wall there. But that wall is not tall enough. It's only 9 tefachim high. So you say, this wall is too short. This wall is too much off the ground. But at the end of the day, no animal can get in because there's something blocking it. So can you combine the two and be matzav it? So the answer is no. Each machita has to stand by itself. However, if the gap between the two is less than 3 tefachim, you say a love between the two of them and they become one machitza. But if the gap would be more, or the fact that practically the animal can't get in because there's something else blocking it, if the machitza doesn't do it, the machitza didn't do its job of being a machitza. And that's not acceptable. So, I guess in the gay and the shul also, if you make the machitza too high off the ground, you'd have a problem. Because the kids can crawl under it.
That was a joke?
Yeah, it was a joke, yeah. It's true, but the problem wasn't the kids. But
is it true that for a kosher machitza?
It should be lowered to the ground.
I'm afraid the kids won't get in. Put a tag here.
It's for a totally different purpose. And then tear it down, wait on.
They're not going to get in.
No, because if you want to, if the shir machitza, whatever shir machitza is, it's supposed to be, if there's a gap beneath it, it's not considered machitza. The counts of a gdim boykin boy is mavat to the shir machitza. So even if the machitza is tall enough, but if there's a gap on the bottom, so it's.
Even if the gdim are not the issue.
Right, even if there's no gdim around. Okay. So next case is like this. What time do we want to stop? It's 46. Tell me you want to go upstairs. 10 up? Okay. Okay. So now we're dealing with the following shalom. We're not dealing with he attached it to the trees, which on the problem is using a tree for your sukkah. The problem is he made the walls out of a tree. So you have the sukkah is freestanding. There's a pole there, a pole here, a pole here, a pole here, and you put schach on top. And there's a lot of bushes all around. So the mice, it's enclosed. The problem is when the wind blows, the bushes move. So what happens then? That's what we're grappling with right now. If they're very strong, the foliage there is very, it's strong. It's not going anywhere in the wind. Or you tied it down that shouldn't blow. An average wind cannot move it. If there's any gaps, you fill that in also. That they can't also be blown away. That's all tied it down. Okay. Okay. If this is our concern, that a mechitza which the wind can blow is not considered a valid mechitza. And no halasas kol mechitzas miyriya shel pishtim. You shouldn't make your walls out of cloth. So the first opinion over here, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do it. Unless you have poles all along the way which will act as an enclosure. I don't think I've made a picture of it. So that's the last page.
Maybe, no?
Actually, it's this one over here. This
okay.
Oh, yeah, that one over there. Okay.
15.
But so even though you tied it very well, so you, the car, it's not, the wind's not blowing it anywhere. You tied it very well. So Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. Why not? The problem is sometimes where you tied it will snap, and then it's blowing in the wind. You're not going to notice. So now you're setting a sukkah which is not kosher. So if you have the poles there, so even if the cloth snaps, who cares about the cloth? Iker is the poles. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if you want to use cloth as your walls, type shiarig the mechitzas kanim epachas mishloisha. You should make a row of poles going across, which you're connecting. So the real mechitza halachically is not the cloth; it's the poles going across. And each one is and what's the shear? They have to be within 3 tefachim of each other because you say love. So the mechaber does not like making with cloth at all. because of the gzera, it might snap.
There's no distinguish between what holds the sukkah to the mechitza, because those.
No, I mean the problem is you have to have the sukkah that's not kosher without walls, so you have to have walls. So something, a wall which flaps in the wind, it doesn't have a loch, it's not considered a wall. So if the wall is moving back and forth in the wind, it's not a wall. So you don't have a wall there. And can there's no wall here on this side. So I tied it very tight, so it's not going anywhere in the wind. But well, what would be if it snaps and now it is to go flapping in the wind? You're not noticing. So you're not sitting in a sukkah.
It's a gzera.
Right? So you said you shouldn't use it because it might snap. So what's the, but if you put poles all along that side, which are within three tefachim of each other, so they're considered lovet. So lovet means it's closed. So it's like there's a wall all the way across. You can make that 10 tefachim high, so that you have a halachic wall, which is 10 tefachim high. That's all you need. Now, the fact that the rest of it is the thing flapping back and forth, who cares? You can ignore it. It becomes irrelevant. So the example which you gave was with using the bushes. The case of the Gemara was using bushes, using trees. This halacha, the Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Mishnayim, derives this from the Gemara. So I'm going to leave the Mishnah for tomorrow night, and we'll.